Literally, you got a computer in your hand. Before, it was dot, dot, dash, dash, dot, dash, dot, dash that would travel down the line, and they thought that was huge. And it was at the time. Yeah. We, around the, not too long after the turn of the 20th century, we had radio. Now we got streaming internet. You've got crisp color images that can go around the world in, you know, from one side to the other in a little the latency's probably less, a little less than 2 seconds. Of all kinds of things, the knowledge and capability and technology, you got Wi-Fi, and now you got AI. And yeah, all around the world. Quite a change in a relatively short period of time. I have to remind myself that even going back, I remember when we founded the ministry in 89, most people didn't have any kind of cell phone. And the people that did, it was like those brick things, you know, like they waited. Remember yours? I mean, you could work out with one. Yeah, protection. It's amazing the technology that's taken place. We now have the knowledge, increasing in knowledge. We now have the knowledge to be able to split the atom. Think about that. The atom's always been here, right? And as my friend and I were talking, you know, you could have had atomic power in 101 AD, right? All of the elements were there, but you didn't have the knowledge. Technology had not developed. And now, you think about that. Jill and I were talking. I think, I don't know, maybe it's just us slightly less than younger folks that think about it. When you hear the idea of splitting the atom, you think about the bomb, right? Okay? But also that same power is harnessed in a nuclear power plant, and one of those can power a small city. Again, the technology, the knowledge that's there. And when you think about, I mean, think about even in the area of the bomb, the mass destruction that takes place with the explosion, especially of a hydrogen bomb. But even in a bomb, even in the military, think about what's going on in Iran, for instance. Think of how few people, especially civilians, have died in the months of just incredible, quote, bombing and missiles. Why? Because technology has made those smart. I was flipping through the channels and saw a thing about World War II, and they were talking about how the B-17, the Flying Fortress, they would just go send mass numbers of these planes, and the lead navigator would be looking through the little scope down at the ground and press the button and release thousands of pounds, just his plane. And then the other people would see that and they would release theirs, and you would have hundreds of tons of bombs coming down. And the idea was they were destroying a factory, but they also destroyed half a city in the process. And many of those people were civilians, okay? The ones in the factories, okay, you could say they were working for the military, but it went everywhere, right? Well, now they can take one airplane and one laser-guided bomb or two and target that factory, and the only people that would probably be injured would be someone who might be in the factory. So even when we talk about the idea of destruction with war, the technology, the knowledge that has increased to be able to be more effective and, yeah, taking out the enemy, but also not harming people who are civilians on the sidelines. Incredible. The increase in knowledge. And the word there, increase, it's not like adding, it's not like growing. That word means multiply. The knowledge will not just increase, knowledge will multiply. And I thought about where we've been, especially last week, talking about the knowledge of Scripture. For centuries, literally centuries and centuries, the common man had no access to, quote, the Word of God. And as the New Testament began to be written in the mid to late first century, very few people ever got to see it. I mean, Paul would write his letter to the church at Galatia or Laodicea or Colossae, and those people, you know, somebody would stand up and read it, and maybe a few people got to see it, but that was about it. What about all the other people? You know, he wrote to Rome. Well, okay, that group of people got to see it. Maybe they circulated it some. And then they made copies of it. But a fraction of the people got to know for centuries what was actually in the book. And that's why we spent all that time last week talking about all of the things that have gone on that, however you want to say that, weren't right. Because people didn't really know what was in the book. And especially as we talked about English, within 150 years, you went from not having a book even available because it did not exist, to having thousands of them being printed. And now not only do you have millions of them being printed, you have